Hello, I'm John Francis, and I'm joined by Marianne Penn to read the second part of this week's Chatterbox. Let's start with Information Desk, and just three thank yous this week. They go to Dennis King and Ronald Dury for your notes. It's good to know you're enjoying the recordings. And to Marie Prendergast for your very kind donation. As always, it helps us keep ticking along.
Norwich City Council have received an application for a licence to place tables and chairs on the highway from the proprietors of the Ivy, 30 London Street and 13 Castle Meadow, Norwich, for 5 tables and 10 chairs, Monday to Sunday from 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. to provide outside seating for customers. There will be no live music and the area will be cleaned regularly. If you have any comments or concerns relating to this application, please address them by 3rd of June 2022 to Tony Sherman, Public Protection Manager, telephone 01603 989 400 or email licensing@norwich.gov.uk. This is your last chance to book for Vision Norfolk's visit to Blickling Hall and Gardens on Wednesday, the 8th of June. The minibus is leaving the Bradbury Activity Centre at 11:15 a.m. and returning by 4:30 p.m. The cost is £5 for the minibus. The House and Gardens tour is £13.50 with National Trust members and companions £5. Please pay cash on the day. To book, call Mark or Helen on 01603 973 216 or email mark.smith@visionnorfolk.org.uk by Wednesday, the 25th of May.
Have your say on bus service improvements in Norfolk. A consultation has been launched asking for residents' views on bus services in Norfolk. Whether you use buses every day or not at all, Norfolk County Council would like to know what improvements are the most important for you. With Norfolk set to be awarded almost £50 million from the Department of Transport to make the county's bus services and facilities better, your views will help to decide what the money should be spent on. In October 2021, the County Council published Norfolk's Bus Service Improvement Plan, which outlines the ambitions for the next 5 years. The plan includes ideas to simplify ticketing and journey information, cut fares for the under-25s, bring in cleaner and greener buses, improve accessibility and bus stops, and make better and more frequent links between the places where people live, work and shop. Now, Councillor Martin Wilby, Cabinet Member for Highways, Infrastructure and Transport, said, "A vital service in our rural county, and this money will go a long way in us improving services for everyone in Norfolk. We want to see public transport that makes it easier for people to get around and helps to keep our market towns and urban centres vibrant and accessible. Getting more people using buses and other more sustainable transport options is key to us achieving our net zero ambition." The offer of £49.6 million for Norfolk will help to put this plan into action, and the County Council is now working alongside bus operators to shape details of what the money will be spent on. A vital part of this is understanding what is important to residents and what will help to attract more people to choose public transport for their journeys more often. Now, the Bus Service Improvement Plan consultation is open for 7 weeks from Tuesday, the 17th of May, to Tuesday, the 5th of July. And to find it, go to haveyoursay@norfolk.gov.uk. The questions are split into two sections and should take no more than 15 minutes to complete. Part one is about general use of buses and the barriers to people using them. Part two asks for views on the bus service improvement plan and the priorities within it. Well, that's all for Information Desk this week, but don't forget that following Chatterbox is our latest Norfolk Magazine recording, and here to tell us all about it is Sarah Lusher.
Hello everyone. The May 2022 edition of the Chatterbox Norfolk magazine is all ready for you. We'll be hearing from a passionate Norfolk boat builder, why our weather is the best, a yarn maker saving fleece from the flames, and 70 years of the Broad Society. With all our regular features and contributors, the Mardler, local heroes, Norfolk Wildlife Trust, past lives, and talk of the county, there's lots to hear about. So do keep listening after the news.
Well, thank you very much, Sarah. But before all that, it's time for the news. And here's Marianne.
It's all